It is 7:45 on a Saturday morning. That means it's time once again for a wine chat with our friend from Haskell's, Ted Farrell. Ted, good morning to you.
Good morning, Denny. How are you on this fine springtime day?
You are right about that. I'm great. Hope you are, too. Thanks for asking. We are going to hit almost 70 today and tomorrow, too, for that matter.
Well, I think we can be optimistic. I think spring is finally setting in. I don't think Mother Nature is flicking the switch on and off between spring and winter anymore. So I guess it's now mosquito season, to be overly positive.
I hope you're right, for half of that anyway. What's on the docket today?
Well, today we're going to talk about, as you well know, we kind of announced last week that the Haskell spring sale is started up, and right now it's in full swing, and people are excited to kind of fill up the cellars. Some people are coming back from spring breaks, and then we're getting a little flyer in the mail and kind of getting excited. So what we kind of did is we brewed up another 6 for $60, and it's kind of springtime-esque, but it's also kind of highlighting some of the best values on the sale that we have currently going on. So it's a great way for all the listeners to maybe step up and try a few things that maybe they wouldn't try before. But, you know, it's a fun 6 for $60 that we brewed together, again, with kind of springtime, you know, maybe with some of the springtime holidays coming up, it might get you ready for people to come over to your home and do a little entertaining, because there is a little bit of everything and a little bit from all around the world, wine world, in that little package. And we're very excited to talk about it. The first one we're going to talk about is Cavatina Prosecco. Now, Prosecco has just skyrocketed in sales. You know, there, you look at some of the sad numbers around the wine industry, and the one area that is really excelling is sparkling wine, especially non-proper champagne sparkling wine, has really been just growing and growing and growing. And whether it is a Prosecco or maybe some of the Cavas of Spain, but those wines are really kind of pushing it and are really the anomaly in the wine industry. Cavatina is a great little Prosecco. You know, Prosecco's northeast portion of Italy, way up on the top end of the boot. It's kind of funny because the Italians have now protected the word Prosecco the way the Champenois have protected the word champagne. They also changed the name, where originally the grape varietal that went into it was simply called Prosecco, but then they found that people growing that same grape varietal elsewhere could legally call it Prosecco. So officially the name of the grape varietal that's put in there is now Galera. And the fun thing about a Prosecco, just on a real technical side of things, it is at, say, 2 atmospheres, where a champagne is at 4 atmospheres. So it's a style of wine that the Italians call Frizzante. It's a soft, subtle fizz, almost a soda pop fizz, versus those great classic bubbles. But it's a great way to start up if you're going to have a little meal or you're having people over to entertain with, you know, again, the springtime holidays. It's a fun way. It's in a fun package. It's in an all-gold bottle. Quite unique, and it's just a wonderful, delicious way to get people's palates all started and revved up to have a little dinner or whatever you might be having. Next, which is, this is a real unique wine. It's called Domaine Enclos. It comes from the southwest region of France, below Bordeaux a little bit, in an area called Gascony, known actually for making cognac and also Armagnac. But this outfit, which does make an Armagnac, the Domaine Enclos, but they also make still wine as well. And still wine is what goes in, what they distill to make the cognac and the Armagnac. And the two grape varietals that they use in this are Uni Blanc and Colombard. Now, Colombard, some of the older viewers might remember, Colombard used to be out and about all the time, a lot of times with the Gallo company and some of those larger jugs. You know, it's kind of relegated to maybe a not-so-sophisticated wine, but it's a really unique wine. And the reason why Gallo did that is because they make E&J brandy, so they needed a lot of Colombard around. But this unique blend of Uni Blanc and Colombard really makes for a terrific little wine. It's a nice, fresh, white wine. All kinds of nuances to it. It's really just a great bouquet on it. Wonderful wine, as far as, especially if you're doing shellfish, or if you have that finicky person who doesn't like Chardonnay, doesn't like that, give that a shot. And I mean, you just know, with a nice chill on it, you are ready to have a good time with that Colombard Uni Blanc with the Domaine and Cloet. Just a unique wine, and maybe somebody might think you're a wine sophisticate having a still wine from Gascony. Next, we move into Cantina della Torre, which is a Pinot Grigio that we've carried now for about 4 or 5 years. You know, Pinot Grigios are just wonderful wines. You know, they're so simple. They're so easy. This has tones of citrus to it, a little bit of lemon, light, crisp acidity on the finish. But again, another way to start out. So today, if it does get up to 70 and you get some of that Cantina della Torre, I would highly recommend putting a heavy chill on it. Sit down, maybe grill some shrimp, have a nice salad, enjoy it because it's so light, so refreshing, and just quite frankly, a delicious wine to, you know, again, start your party up, get things rolling and ready. Next, what we did was we picked a wine from the Willamette Valley, which is now in America, way up in the Oregon area, which is a great place for Pinot Noir. But this is a little curveball for it, Denny. Instead of a Pinot Noir, we actually picked a rosé.
Really?
So this is called, yes, it's called Second Growth Rosé. Now, so many people would think, well, wait a minute, you know, rosé, you know, the whole stigma of rosés has been moved off. People are making great wines with it. And now the nice thing about this one in particular is that it's made with the Pinot Noir grape, but they don't expose it to the skin. So the old misnomer is that a purple grape gets you purple wine, real simple. No, it's not the case. When they crush all those grapes, squeeze out the juice comes out white. And it's the contact with the skins that will pigment it red. So what the folks up at the Northwest Wine Company who make this wonderful rosé is that they'll crush it and expose that juice to the skins for, I think it's roughly around, if I remember my notes correctly, about 15 hours, which then, you know, turns it a lovely pink. And this is a fun, fun wine as far as opened it up for some friends the other day. One person thought it was strawberry shortcake as far as the bouquet. And that's because of the Pinot Noir grape varietal in there. It's real fruit forward, a wonderful wine. But again, so light and easy to drink that it just makes things great. And again, when you're serving this, you can, again, start your party out with it. Or you can, you know, get into a little bit more like a grilled walleye. This would be just an amazing wine to have with grilled or even fried walleye for that matter, because, you know, the fishing openers are coming up and it would be a unique wine for people to pull that bottle of wine out for it. And just a true, true great value because it's Pinot Noir cousins, because we have a second growth Pinot Noir and whatnot are in the $16, $17 range. They even have a Chelahem that jumps all the way up to about $29. But having this included in this pack is just a nice, wonderful little treat for people to enjoy. And again, we've talked about it in the past as far as breaking that sort of stigma of rosé or, you know, pink wines. So many people used to equate it to sweet wines, but this is just fun, so approachable, and quite frankly, delicious. Next,
wow.
We have, the whole thing is, and we always say about it, Denny, you know, the two things you need when you're trying wines is an open mind and an open mouth. So you always fire one of those up and enjoy it and see what God gives you and see if you like it or not. And again, maybe take a note or two if you do like that. Maybe that's a little bit too fruit forward as far as a rosé goes, but then you kind of show that to a folk at Haskell's to say, well, wait a minute, that was too fruit forward. Do you have a rosé that might be a little bit more subtle? And we'll be more than happy to guide you in the right direction as far as that. So it's, you know, a great learning experience as well. Now, we included some red wine into the package as well. So we have this wonderful little Tempranillo out of Spain called La Papica. It's a very fun wine. It's very soft on the palate. So, you know, this, I don't know if it's as bold as your Malbecs, Denny, but this is a nice, subtle wine, little tobacco notes to it. Very simple. It has the little screw cap on it as far as the still vin is concerned. You know, the stigma of that screw cap has gone away, where years and years ago, a screw cap on top of your wine was just associated with cheap wine, fortified wine, whether it was the old Mad Dog 2020 or the Ripples or that kind of stuff. But, you know, people have moved on to it, and it's actually a great enclosure for wines, especially wines that are kind of designed to be consumed, you know, within a year, maybe 2 years, 3 years from when they were manufactured, made, you know, you don't need, the best news about people using the Stilben as well, demand for cork dropped considerably. And there was a time in the 90s where demand for cork got so high that people were using actually pretty bad cork because they couldn't get their hands on anything else, which really kind of tainted and bothered the wine because it was low-grade cork. Now that's sort of balanced out. So inexpensive wines are being used or using the Stilben instead of cork, which then the cork producers, you can send that off to the finer wines and all that to have cork. But again, the La Papica, great little wine, tobacco notes to it, very simple, very easy, not too heavy, not too super forward, but just a lovely red wine to sit down and enjoy. Now, lastly, one of my favorites is it's the Chateau Mélange, and it's the black label, but it's the Mélange, the House of a Thousand Angels. And we've talked about these folks for a while. There's an old family friend. His name, Tony Van Eckris. He actually started the business, Every Kiss Begins with K. He sold that off some time ago. He himself is now a tax exile in Monaco, but he lets his wife live in Bordeaux and make these fine wines. And the great little backstory behind Mélange, the House of a Thousand Angels, it used to be an old convent. And the convent actually made all the sacramental wines for the towns around it. So they already had the great infrastructure. They just needed a little influence and a little influx of money to police the place up, really get the facilities going. This comes from the area called Cadillac, which if you looked on a map, looks more like the word Cadillac, but it's the Cadillac region outside of Bordeaux. It's dominated by Merlot, about 65% Merlot with some Cabernet blended into it. But this is just a fun wine. First of all, it's a 2016, so it has some decent bottle age on it. And actually picking up a bottle age wine like that in a little package like this is almost unheard of. So my father's probably rolling in his grave that we're giving these great deals out like this, but it's a great wine. And again, this wine, especially with the holidays coming up, a lot of people are serving lamb, things like that. It's just a delicious match made in heaven. A little leg of lamb with that Mélange. You know, everything's just swell and just quite frankly, super, super delicious.
Oh, that, what a fun 6 for $60. Yes, check that out. Ted, I know we have to run, but tell folks the places we can find it at Haskell's.
You're correct, Denny. Currently in all of our metro locations, the spring wine sale is currently going on. All kinds of deals. We have over 200 BOGOs. Later on this week, we'll be doing our progressive sale on the 16th. You can take 16% off of any non-sale wine, so some of those connoisseurs out there can take advantage of that, and it stretches all the way up to the 19th. And in and around the metro area, there's a lot of Haskell's to take care of you. There's a Haskell's in downtown Minneapolis. We have a Haskell's out in Minnetonka. Haskell's in Highland Village in St. Paul. We have a Haskell's in Lomans Plaza down in Bloomington. Haskell's in downtown Excelsior. Also a Haskell's out in White Bear Lake. If you want to go further east, you can stop by the Haskell's Stillwater. If you're on your way down south, swing by the Haskell's right off of 35 in Faribault. There's also a Haskell's in Plymouth. Haskell's in Maple Grove, our super seller, a sight to be seen. And if you can't hit any of those up, feel free to go to Haskell's.com 24/7. You can place that order for that 6 for $60 or other wines and just peruse the catalog and fill up your cellar and make sure your spring is terrific.
Absolutely. Thank you, Ted. Let's do this again next week.
I am already looking forward to that, Denny.
All right. Thanks so much. Ted Farrell from Haskell's.